Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. We're doing a series on divine health because we've learned how to walk in divine health, and we want everybody to know what we've learned about God's mighty word. I've had the privilege of walking in divine health now for well over 20 years, and I believe with all my heart I'll be able to walk in it forever. No more sickness, no more disease. All I got to do is meet the requirements of God's word. Today I'm going to tell you the one word that I learned from the word of God that set me free. Before we talk about it, let's come to our precious Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you and thank you that you are the King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods. Thank you for this magnificent book. Thank you for the wonderful words, the Greek and Hebrew words that you put in there, and then giving us books that we can read and things we can study about the original words and what they mean, because they set us free. Lord, bless what we do today and bless everybody that hears this today in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Amen. I was reading the Word one night years ago, and as a Southern Baptist deacon, it was one of my favorite scriptures. And it was Romans chapter 10, verse 8, 9, and 10. And as I read those verses, they say something so simple. But what does it say? The Word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. The word of faith that we preach, that if you will confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and you'll believe in your heart the Father raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Verse 9. The word save there, that night I hadn't had a hadn't had a computer very long. But I had one with a software package on it. Computers were fairly new. It was in the early 80s. And they hadn't been out very long. So I had the privilege now of studying the Bible in a computer where I could have Hebrew, Greek, everything, concordances. I could have a dictionary, Hebrew and Greek dictionaries, everything. And I could have them all on screen at the same time if I so desired. Well, I just happened to have the Greek synchronized with the King James along with the Greek dictionary where I could see all three of those on screen at the same time. When I highlighted this word saved in verse 9 of Romans 10, I had no idea what God had in store for me in the next few hours. Well, I highlighted that word saved, and immediately in the Greek, it pulled in the word sozo, S-O-Z-O. I'd never heard of the word sozo, but also immediately right under it, it pulled in the definition in the dictionary of what that word sozo meant. And although I had highlighted saved in Romans 10:9, the word sozo pulled in, but down in the dictionary it said that means saved, healed, made whole, delivered, and preserved. In other words, it had five meanings. I thought for a minute about that, and I thought how unique that is that this word has five different meanings. And then I thought, well, I wonder how many places in the Word of God that word sozo is used. If it means five different things in the English, maybe it's used more than the one time in the Greek. So I moved over to the word sozo, and I highlighted that word, and I told the computer, I said, find that word for me everywhere it's used in the Greek New Testament. Well, computers are extremely fast. It only took a fraction of a second, and it said that word is used 120 times in 103 different verses. And I thought, wow. God said in his word, let everything be confirmed out of the mouth of two or three witnesses. Just two or three. In other words, when you go into the Word, if you can only find something one time in the Word of God and it's not used anywhere else, you better not build a doctrine around that statement. Because if He planned for you to build a doctrine around anything, He'll put it in there for you two, three, four, or more times. Well, this word sozo was used 120 times. So I thought, wow. So I went back and I read every one of those verses. Now today, before we get through, we're going to read several of those verses. But this whole program today is going to be just on verses that contain the word sozo. Now there's no way in this little short 30-minute program we're going to get through all of these. But we're going to talk about as many of them as we can today in this 30-minute period. So, tell you the fullness of the story before I even start on the verses, I spent hours, literally hours, that evening, way up into the wee hours of the morning, reading and studying about this word, sozo. What I was doing, I was building my faith in the Word of God. And as I built my faith, now see, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, Romans 10:17. So only a few more verses down in Romans 10, you have this answer as to how you obtain faith. I've had a lot of people tell me, said, or ask me, would you pray for me that I'll have great faith like you have? And I said, I can't do that. That's not a scriptural prayer. There's nowhere in the Word of God where it says, I can pray that you'll have faith and you'll have more faith. There's only one way to get more faith, and that is to read and study and hear God's Word. Because it says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So I had no idea how my life was going to change that night. But as I read and studied these verses that we're going to talk about here today, those verses so built my faith in the Word of God and gave me such great revelation that the word sozo didn't just mean saved. Now, that Romans 10:9, I had developed the faith from that scripture when I was 11 years old to receive Jesus as my Savior. If the Word of God says that the Word is in my mouth and in my heart, the Word of faith that we preach said if I will confess Jesus with my mouth and believe in my heart the Father raised Him from the dead, I will be saved. That's all I got to do to be saved. It's right there. That's it. When I believe, I'm saved. When I really believe by faith, I'm saved because the Word says so. Now then, after you get saved, you should go and be baptized somewhere. And of course, you know, some people say, well, I go down to church. You can be baptized anywhere. You can be baptized in a bathtub. You know, you can be baptized in a river. You can be baptized in a stock tank. You can be baptized in a church. You can be baptized anywhere. But what saved you was when you made that decision with your heart and spoke it with your mouth when you did that by faith, because the Word of God says, this is a gospel. This is a gospel that Jesus Christ died for you and rose again. And to them that call upon the name of the Lord Jesus shall be saved. So when you call on the name Jesus, He will save you. Well, I had done that when I was 11. But I had done it by faith, but I had no idea what was available to me and what was going to happen to me years down the road. Because when I was 11, I had the faith to accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. But I had no idea that He was the healer also. I had no idea that He was the deliverer, that He was the one that preserved you. He was the one that made you whole. I had no idea what belonged to me as a son of God. But through the study of the Word of God, I am increasing my knowledge. And now then, as I am studying, and I mean studying the Word of God, I spent hours and hours every week studying God's Word. not just reading it. I mean studying it like I'm doing here this night when I've got the King James and the English pulled up, and I got the Greek there, and I got the Greek dictionary, all of them on screen at the same time. I'm reading, looking, checking words, and that's where when I come up on this word, sozo, S-O-Z-O. Now, I read for the next several hours these scriptures because, remember, I told you the word sozo is used 120 times. Well, it takes a while just to go through the Bible and just read each verse. That means you've got at least 120, or it was actually in 103 different verses. So you got 103 different verses at least that you got to read. And I wasn't just highlighting those and reading them quickly. I was meditating on them. I was thinking about what he was saying there. And so I was building my faith. So as I built my faith from the study of God's mighty word, by the time I got through with all of these scriptures, which we're going to read several of them today, my faith was so high in what God could do. Not only could he save me, not only did he save me on the cross, but I had now revelation that he healed me on the cross also. He delivered me on the cross. He made me whole. He preserved me on the cross. When Jesus said, "It is finished," I had no idea what the completeness and the magnitude of that word meant when he said, "It is finished." Now, through all the years of study, I've now learned that he gave me power over the devil. I mean, he set me free. He really, literally set me free from everything. But I got to know that by faith. I got to study his word. I now know that, I mean, since I'm a joint heir with Christ and I can come to the throne of grace and I can ask the King anything I want to in the name of Jesus, and he will answer me and he will do it for me. So as I read and studied this word sozo, meditated on these promises, thought about them for hours that night, at the end of my study, when I finally started out in Matthew 1, with the first one, went all the way through the book of Revelation, because they're all over the Bible. When I got through reading and studying about this word sozo, I literally spoke out loud and I said, "Lord, I am more confused right now than I have ever been." I said, "According to what I understand in your word, I was not only saved on the cross, but I was healed on the cross. I was delivered on the cross from the forces of darkness. I was made whole. I was preserved." I said, "Lord, if what I'm reading is true..."
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.